This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another big tech company flags President Trump and will keep him from adding content to their social media platform. YouTube said on Tuesday that it had suspended President Trump's channel over concern about ongoing potential for violence. The ban is expected to last a week. The president has 2.8 million subscribers, and the ban should be in place for 7 days. YouTube also said it was disabling all comments on his channel indefinitely. Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President-elect Joe Biden says he wants the Senate to speed up the confirmation process and approve his cabinet picks ASAP. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President-elect Joe Biden has picked a State Department lifer and staunch advocate of diplomacy with Iran to head the CIA, tapping former Ambassador William Burns to head the spy agency. Burns called President Trump's withdrawal from the Obama-era Iranian nuclear deal foolish and openly questioned strategic value of a U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top military general last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CIA director in the United States makes about $97,770 a year. The House is in session discussing the rules of impeachment.
America was attacked, and we must respond, even when the cause of this violence resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Democrat Representative Jim McGovern from Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancel culture. The Urban Dictionary defines canceling as to dismiss something or somebody and to reject an individual or idea. Cancel culture, as it currently exists, does not give people a chance to learn from or apologize for their wrongdoings. USA Radio News' Tim Berg brings to light cancel culture at the corporate level.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
According to TheThings.com, the top three biggest celebrity cancellations of 2020, number three, singer Demi Lovato. Number two is actor Sebastian Stan. And number one, Ellen DeGeneres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, President-elect Joe Biden may have been a bit vague and evasive about the policies that he wanted to pursue, but he did make some things known. It was quite obvious. I mean, even including Beto O'Rourke as his gun czar. So what do you think? I mean, if we didn't listen to what he said, even if he said it incorrectly or maybe mumbled through it and that sort of thing, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the direction. I mean, well, look at all these years of Joe Biden. We know what he represents. And as the number two man with Barack Obama, we went through 8 years of this. So now what we're going to see is even more aggressive moves to solidify and to firmly put a grip on the body politic of this country, that everything as it relates to democratic policies, that they will be enshrined, that what happened to Barack Obama, because he didn't believe, you know, he just felt with all the resistance, he was going to do everything by executive order. And this is why it was so, academic for Donald Trump to come in and just reverse the executive order with a new executive order. And so we'll probably have more of the same in that regard. Although, you know, at least for the first couple of years, just like was the case under Barack Obama's administration, the Democrats have all the levers in their control. And Joe Biden's tweet recently was an attack on all gun owners, if you paid attention. With us to talk about is the National Board Member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and a broadcast media spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark Walters joins us now. Mark, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Well, Joe Biden's made it clear, even though he may, have been a bit evasive and that sort of thing, but there's some things he's really clear on, and that is, they want to excise our Second Amendment right out of the Constitution, don't they?
Well, yeah, they do, and don't take it from just this crazy gun nut, but the proof is right on his website and page 47 and page 48 of the Democrat Party platform. So well, we get chastised a lot, saying, oh, nobody wants to come and take your guns. Nobody's to come and take your guns. I mean, I can read you the four steps right off this. And there's about 30 listed. Mm-hmm. But everything from the threat to make Beto O'Rourke, we know Beto O'Rourke, from the hell yes, we want to take your guns, same, et cetera, as his gun controls are, to the tweet that he sent to Giffords about working to, they've hijacked the language, end gun violence and so forth. They're not interested in crime. They're interested in coming after your guns. And I can prove that with just four bullet points right off the front of his website. Number one, he wants to get weapons of war off our street. Now, first, let me make it clear, there are no weapons of war on our street. Mm-hmm. No civilian or no military personnel has ever been issued a civilian semi-automatic AR-15 or AK-47. It's never happened, ever. But again,
but hit the pause button for just a moment though. Yeah. How many government officials though have weapons of warfare?
All of them.
I mean, the IRS?
All of them.
I mean, some of these that you would think, wait a minute, what are they doing being all militarized up and with ammo to the teeth?
Social Security Administration.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they all do. All of our government officials do. But, again, it's important that people understand when they hijack the language, we've got to put some clarification to that. What is it that they're actually saying?
Exactly.
You referenced the tweet. He was going to crush the NRA. Well, when he talks about crush the NRA, the NRA is 100 million gun owners. The National Rifle Association is the voice of at least 6 million members. And let's face facts. The NRA has some internal trouble right now, in large part created by Wayne LaPierre himself. I've called for Wayne's retirement and ouster over a year ago. I was very vocal about it. My column was one of the first ones to make the national loop. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the National Rifle Association, because leadership has problems, isn't representative of millions and millions of American gun owners. So when you crush, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
That's why, you know, for example, we have to pay very careful attention to what they mean. Number one, he wants to ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. That's standard-capacity magazine. There's no such thing as a high-capacity magazine. We have to take the language back. It's a standard-capacity magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds, he says, with more than three shells in their shotgun. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. Listen to what he just said. Do you know how many kids have been saved at homes and home invasions because their parents had a firearm? Imagine if that firearm only had three rounds in it. Okay? You've got to look at the way these people couch their language. It's very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But what he wants to do, while working to pass the legislation to ban quote-unquote assault weapons, which for your listeners, is every single semi-automatic rifle. See Washington State, see Oregon, see California, see New Jersey, see New York, see Massachusetts, if you want the description of that.
Yes.
While working to pass this legislation, Biden will use his executive authority to ban the importation of assault weapons. So he wants to come after all semi-automatic rifles, calling them assault weapons. Number two, he wants to regulate possession of the ones that are already out there. But what about the 15 million to 20 million guns out in the wild? My gun, your gun, listeners, your gun. What is he going to do about those? He wants to regulate the possession of those. He wants to make them part of the National Firearms Act, the NFA, a Class 3 weapon. He wants to categorize it as the government now categorizes machine guns, requiring you to tell the government where it is and pay a tax stamp of $200 for each one of these magazines and each gun that you have. That would amount to many, many thousands of dollars that many people don't have. And that would, of course, mean the government now knows where you are, and the government is going to come and take your weapon. But while that's not what it said, Mark, you're just being a crazy gun nut.
Hmm.
No, because step number three in that process is buy back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
That's forced confiscation. This is directly off of Biden's website. Do the math, read what they want to say, and take this man at his word.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we have one more point left, don't we?
Well, we've got reduced stockpiling of weapons. He wants to go into restricting the number of guns that you can own. That means your pistols and everything else. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The list is long. But those first three, in particular, tell you everything. They reiterate everything that we've been saying as gun rights activists for many years, particularly on my shows on Armed American Radio.
Exactly.
Hey, Mark, universal background check is registration. Mm-hmm. Registration leads to confiscation. There it is right on his page.
Right, exactly. And Mark, you know, when you have so many American patriots, everyday citizens, the forgotten men and women of Main Street, who are now gun owners, concealed carry permit holders, and that sort of thing. I mean, the practical application and empirical evidence for the support of our Second Amendment, I would say, is growing. It's certainly not lessening. I mean, you know, could Biden and his regime end up, you know, finding themselves in such a no-win proposition that they're biting off more than they can chew and more than they even realize?
Hopefully, yes, because you're absolutely correct about that. The vast majority of Americans support the right to bear arms, and the vast majority of Americans are not going to stand idly by while an administration threatens to take away their lawfully owned, personally purchased, lawfully owned, constitutionally protected handguns.
Exactly.
Right.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Mark Walters after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, the president-elect has made it quite clear, emphatically, that he's coming after gun owners' guns. It is his desire, quote-unquote, to crush the NRA. And these words come from the same man that says he wants to unite America. I don't know how that happens with these words. Mark Walters is with us, a national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, broadcast media spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, how do you unite America when you come after something that is so endemic to their constitutional right, and especially with the increasing violence and threats that America is being subjected to, and you tell them to lay down their guns and to be defenseless and count on the response of law enforcement that they want to defund, and law enforcement is already so stretched that whenever there is an altercation domestically of any sort and shots have been fired, I think the average response is still, you know, maybe 12 to 15 minutes. Well, when things happen in seconds and you're counting down minutes, you're too late. It's about recovery. It's not about rescue.
Yeah, well, you don't. That doesn't unite the nation. It divides the nation. It divides the nation further. And my advice, I guess, and my warning to listeners is to buckle in. The Democrats have power. They have achieved something that, and they're going to show their backside to the world. They're going to be drunk on power now. Today, right now as we speak, what they're doing in the House of Representatives is ludicrous. And if they think that's uniting the nation, they're nuts. They're not interested in uniting the nation. They're interested in taking power.
Right.
They're interested in taking power over you. They're interested in silencing you, silencing your voice. Take it from me. Look what big tech is doing right now today.
Yes.
It's all happening. All happening in our lifetimes. And my advice is buckle in, prepare yourselves. It's going to be a very, very difficult ride. But it's not uniting. It's incredibly divisive. And I let me take it a step further. Let's just go a step further.
Okay.
Let's go back to Beto O'Rourke. The guy's an idiot. Hell yes, we're going to come and take your guns, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So my response to that is we'll come and take it.
Yes.
And Shannon Watts from the Bloomberg shill, I won't tell you what I call her. I can't say it on these airways. We'd have to be on satellite. But nonetheless, this woman, this zealot, her response is, you're threatening. That's threatening. Those are threatening words. You're threatening violence by saying, come and take it. My response is, no, I'm responding to your threat to come and take my thing.
Exactly.
The threat is you telling me you're coming to take my stuff.
Right.
Hell yes, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
That's the threat. The threat isn't me saying, really, come and get it. The threat is, I'm coming to take your stuff. No, you are not. The intro to my radio program says, bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because you're going to need help. Because
yes.
I'm not giving you anything. That's not a threat. The threat is putting me in a position to have to remind you that I'm not giving you my lawfully owned, constitutionally protected things. Not now, not today, never. So that is not uniting. It's incredibly divisive. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you and I'm going to have to tell your listeners that your guns are on the chopping block within the first 100 days of a Biden administration. He's made it clear. Take the man at his word.
Exactly.
He now controls, because of the state that I sit in right now here today, Georgia, and it's not the state, by the way. I don't want to decry all Georgians. Georgia didn't turn blue. Georgia's a deep red state. Fulton County and DeKalb County is where the votes came from.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come from the rest of the state. Simply look at the state's county-by-county breakdown. No county flipped that wasn't already blue or wasn't already red. The same counties voted the same way. They came from Fulton County into DeKalb County. They've been working on those two counties since Stacey Abrams got beat by over 57,000 votes in this state. So the fact of the matter is, because of Georgia's now two very liberal senators that went in, they have all three levers of power. Expect them to act and take them at their word. Simple as that. Be prepared to fight for your rights, because that's what it's going to take. We're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to fight, and we're going to have to make our voices heard loudly. People like Joe Manchin are going to become critical. Joe Manchin may be the one individual that holds the key to whether or not they can ram through a gun ban agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an ugly couple of years. I can promise you that.
I'll tell you, Mark, I'm surprised that Mitch McConnell and the Republican powers didn't go and offer Joe Manchin the entire world, including a monument with holy water coming out his left ear, to flip.
I'm not.
I'm
not at all. And here's why. Because a very close friend of mine, former One American News Network correspondent, Neil McCabe, the White House and Capitol Hill correspondent for years, a very close friend of mine and a regular on my show for many, many years, has laid it out for us. He says, you have got to understand there is a party of Washington and a party of not Washington. And the party of Washington includes Democrats and Republicans. And the party of not Washington is all of us. They're all in this together. Mitch McConnell is no different than the rest of them. Well, I played with Donald Trump for 4 years. Now we're going back to the swamp. problem that we face in Washington, D.C. is decades of rule by people like Pelosi, Schumer, Feinstein, McConnell, and the rest of these people who have been entrenched in Washington for far longer than the founders had ever envisioned. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've got the corruption that we've got today in Washington, D.C. And Biden is 50 years in D.C. And it's laughable to me that Democrats all of a sudden believe Joe Biden, after 50 years in Washington, is somehow their savior. It's a joke.
Yes. Yeah.
But well, this ruling, and it's happening.
No, you're right. I agree with you. In the ruling elite class, we've spoken of it many times here on this show, and it is clear. I mean, Lindsey Graham, you know, passionately, emotionally responded during the Kavanaugh hearings about the lust for power that the Democrats had. He wished they didn't have it or didn't get it. Well, he didn't wish hard enough because here it is, as you say, they've got control of all the levers. Yep, exactly. But, you know, look at, you know, if people go and read once again. Go ahead.
Well, there's some advice I want to give people. And that's, again, another contributor to my program, David Kodrey. These people are filled with wisdom. David made a comment on my program a while back. And he said, here in America, they can't take our guns. We have a constitutional right. Our right to bear arms is entrenched and recognized in our Constitution. It's a God-given right that is recognized by our founding document. Therefore, they can't take them. We can only willfully give them up. So keep that in mind. Prophetic words from David Kodrey, for sure.
Well, a democratic republic and what we have here in America demands courage. I mean, we're back at that crossroads, you know. It's all about freedom. It's all about liberty. And it's enumerated there in our Constitution. And I would suggest another recommendation is that you reread the Declaration, or maybe even if it's the first time, read the Declaration of Independence and see its application today and where we are right now. And then right after that, read the Constitution, because this is going to be the basis of what we stand on and how we're going to be able to successfully resist the power grab of the Democratic Party, because they are unhinged, and they feel, because of what happened in the recent elections, that they have some sort of measured mandate. And I understand people are scratching their head, and we're even told in certain circles, Mark, in the broadcast industry, that we're not supposed to address these things because by doing so, we're inciting agitation amongst the population. We're not inciting. It's already there. People are agitated. And once you tell them that they're invalidated and you can't talk, well, then they're going to be riled all the more. And that's just a natural response, just like what happened with the storming of the Bastille on the 6th of January.
Yeah, they want you silenced. They want to wipe out your history. But I feel terrible for my children. I have a 16-year-old son and an 18-year-old daughter. And unless we fix this ship, unless we turn this battleship around, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know how we're going to do it at this point. Social media and a left-wing 24-hour news cycle has done irreparable damage to the nation, and I don't see it getting better anytime soon. I simply don't. I don't know how we get out of it. The proverbial grill smoke, if you will, when you lift it up the lid, is gone. You can't gather it back up and put it back under that Weber lid. In other words, the genie has escaped the bottle, and I don't know how we put it back. The fact of the matter is that social media is doing terrible destruction to the psyche of this nation. When you've got Ted Cruz and AOC fighting like bickering little children on a format called Twitter, what did we devolve to?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is power in the we the people, but we the people must exercise and apprehend that power. Thank you, Mark Walters.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Edward Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another big tech company flags President Trump and will keep him from adding content to their social media platform. YouTube said on Tuesday that it had suspended President Trump's channel over concern about ongoing potential for violence. The ban is expected to last a week. The president has 2.8 million subscribers and the ban should be in place for 7 days. YouTube also said it was disabling all comments on his channel indefinitely. Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I hope you caught that operative pronoun, we, as in we the people. Look, at the responsibility is ours. The last time we spoke with Alex McFarland, and even prior to writing his latest book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late, we could see the imminent danger on the horizon. Now it is fully exposed. And, you know, for those that have been ill-prepared, I want to warn you that there needs to be a sense of urgency if we're going to resist and hold our ground and our standing for this great American experiment. Alex is the author, broadcaster, and educator, and he joins us now. Alex, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Well, Happy New Year, Bill. It's always great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, the imminent danger is amongst us now, and it's clear. I mean, one of the things that we could say about the Donald Trump administration, it definitely exposed the evil that is amongst us, whether it had to do with corruption throughout our government, the deep state, other things that were not working for the higher interests of the American people. And so as Donald Trump leaves, we have this country that is supposed to be controlled by we the people. What are we going to do about it?
Well, for those that are Christians, I mean, first and foremost, we need to pray. And I know that probably sounds maybe even a little superficial, but know that we really, really do need to pray.
But Alex, wait a minute, just a minute here, okay? Because I understand people say, oh, Alex, you know, you say pray, everybody says pray, you know. Why is it? And why should we pray? Let's break it down to the academic here.
Yeah, we should pray because God exists, a God who hears prayers and does respond to the heart cry of people exists. And the Bible says that God presides over the rising and falling of nations. The Bible also says, as the king's heart is in the Lord's hands, and like the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will.
Mm-hmm.
We should pray because prayer really does impact the trajectory of history. And the American Revolution, many of the victories regarding the American Revolution went forth on the basis of prayer.
Exactly.
So, you know, Bill, I realize that, you know, here in the 21st century, people might kind of roll their eyes or scoff at the idea that a small remnant of godly people could call on the Lord and it could actually have a tangible impact in our world today. But no, I believe it with all my heart.
I'm with
and,
you.
And really...
Well, and this is why, and this is why I wanted you to really spell that out, because I didn't, you know, yeah, people maybe knee jerk reaction, go, ah, that's what everybody says. But the bottom line, after all this, prayer works. And what we know is this: is God is sovereign. This is His popcorn stand; it's not ours. We're called to be stewards of it, right? And so things are happening in the spiritual realm, and. We all have a different idea. I think, in a sense, we're like that proverbial meme of, you know, blindfolded men feeling different parts of the elephant. And, you know, and sometimes our spiritual life is like that. But the fact of the matter is that God's not going to leave us defenseless. There is a plan
right.
that's in the works right now. So our responsibility is to line up with God's plan, because in terms of first principles, one of the things that's so key, what God gives us is His peace. He doesn't want us, you know, being angry and belligerent and reactive and that sort of thing and lose our peace. Because if we lose our peace, we lose our connection with God, and we're like, we might as well be like the rest of the knuckleheads out there running around with their heads cut off, you know?
Exactly. You know, I'm so glad you mentioned the term first principle, some of the basic realities, the fabric of reality. And let me just say to everybody, Bill, the world is the way it is so that you can have a relationship with God. Now, God did not make robots and puppets. God made people who have a moral conscience, and people can know truth. They can respond to truth. And the world is the way it is so that we can have not only an opportunity that a finite human can legitimately be in a relationship with an infinite God, but that not only we can be saved, but we can do good moral things here, and we will be rewarded in heaven. And therefore, all of history has been this battle, this wrestling match between good and evil, right
exactly.
and wrong. And while we're talking about spiritual things, let me say, folks, the devil is real. Satan exists. Satan could not kill off God, so he's tried to kill and harm and debase, dehumanize those made in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
And abortion, pornography, violence, substance abuse, exploitive relationships, corrupt politicians, all of these things where the sin nature is in the driver's seat, these are things that Lucifer and fallen humans have linked arms over. And you know what's interesting? Human beings, they want power, they want aggrandizement, they want fame, they want money. But all of those things are merely lures of Satan
mm-hmm.
to get people to live and die without Christ.
Exactly.
Now, the good news is the founders of America, they frequently, if you read their writings, they talked about, quote, a righteous cause, the cause of freedom. Is a righteous cause, Bill. And that's why the spiritual battle that we're in is so intense.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt, and going back to what you were saying about good and evil, this is what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, because right now, the first thing in terms of going back to first principles, you got to understand, and you got to be focused on what first principles are. You have to be a discerner of the truth. We have bought into a lot of lies. There's just been an incredible amount of propaganda, an assault on our reasoning, and lies that have been perpetrated and thrust upon us. And the key evaluation that you need to bring into play here to discern what's going on, does it build up or tear down? You know, good and evil, good builds up, it expands, it enlarges. Evil like steal, you know, kill and destroy. Everything that is characteristic of Satan himself is evil. Now, this might be a bit academic, and you might say, Bill, you know, I heard that in Sunday school. I don't need to hear it now. No, we need to revisit, you know, these basic first principles, right? Lest we forget, and we got caught off guard because we were warned that even God's elect could be deceived in these days, right?
Exactly. Well, and this is where the Protestants really need the Catholics right now, because after the Reformation, you know, some of the great cries of the Reformation was, you know, priesthood of the believer. Well, we've kind of reformed out way too far, where now the Protestant world and really the loss of the last, you know, elections, not only November, but Georgia just a week ago.
Right.
A lot of the fault of those losses was due to apathy and disengagement among Protestants. The Protestant idea of freedom and priesthood of the believer has now become like this militant autonomy. And you've got to hand it to the Catholics in this regard. They do talk about first things or first principles, and they talk about moral objectivity. And so I think we have an opportunity here for the greater good, the country, that we need to pray and we need to unify, and we need some pastors with some courage to really talk about worldview and talk about engagement and being, you know, informed and registered and voting in the days ahead. Bill, I've got to ask you this, you know, with the White House and both houses of Congress now in the hands of Marxists, really. What are your thoughts on this? I'm always so honored to speak with you. Do you have hope? Because, I mean, think about this. Big tech, social media, really kind of is the government right now.
I'll tell you what. I want to answer that question, and I can't do it in 14 seconds. There's lots of elements that we're getting ready to go to break. We've got more from Alex McFarland. Stay right where you are as we continue to take a look at this assault on America.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Alex McFarland, as we were going into break, posed a question. And I think, first of all, it bears interest and consideration to look at this assault on America and in the different forms that it came from. Yes, you can look to the communist Chinese, very much involved with the politics of America. We're just inordinately susceptible to it. We've allowed the Chinese to come in and buy a property, take over interest. We've got, what, at least 41 organizations within our universities called the Confucius Institute that is there for a specific reason to ensure that communist China's interests are maintained because of money. And money is very powerful, and like anything America today and any of the problems, all you have to do is follow the money, and you see how the entertainment has sold their souls to the communist Chinese and how much money is poured into entertainment, whether it's music, the movies go right on down, athletics, NBA, NFL, all this, you know, you can see the tentacles of the communist Chinese involved, even into big tech. They're all, this is all one humongous cabal that they're involved in right now. I mean, Alex, I mean, this is so astounding to me that you would have, you know, whether it's Facebook or, you know, YouTube and that sort of thing, canceling the President of the United States subscription. I mean, his access. I mean, we're supposed to be a free America. We believe in a free and fair press. Big tech has overstepped. You know, their position and purpose in our country, and whether or not it's the 230 issue that needs to be addressed. Certainly America cannot stand to live in a country where a free and fair press does not exist. And of course that, you know, our establishment press is sold out. The establishment media has turned into a propaganda machine for a specific interest. I mean, there's no holds barred. I mean, it's one thing to say, look, we have a bent, and yes, you know, everybody comes in with their own political interests, but clearly what happens in the editorial rooms of most of the establishment media, like everything else, whether it's climate change or anything in science, is that you've got to go along to get along. And if you're not on the party line, and there is a definitive party line that is controlling all these that come together, because my question has always been with everything that has been going on lately is who's calling the shots here? Who told Mark Zuckerberg to grease the skids for these Democratic states to make sure Democratic interests were parlayed and were influential in these elections? Who coordinated the effort with the rest of big tech and entertainment and the establishment media? Somebody made the call here. Somebody made the call into these counting resources, okay, that told them, hey, shut it down. Shut down the count. And, you know, again, we will not know for sure unless a true investigation takes place, but we don't want anybody within the government confines to conduct that investigation because we're asking a brain surgeon to do surgery on themselves. They will not do it. Their higher interest is to themselves and the establishment. It is not to the truth. And this is what's happened, going back to what you said earlier, Alex, when we exchanged a lie for the truth, or exchange the truth for a lie, as in Romans, look, we've opened ourselves to self-inflicted danger and problems that are going to pass on to the next generation unless this generation puts a line in the sand and says no more. I will be accountable. I will go to God and say, God, forgive me. I have participated in this and throw myself on the mercy of God's court and ask for forgiveness and repent. And we're starting to have this. We're having bonfires of repentance going on around the country, which I believe is very exciting because, as you know, with bonfires of repentance, what will be ignited will be a needed revival. And we have been looking for that for quite a while here, Alex. And I believe that is our saving. We've got to heal spiritually before we heal in the physical realm.
Exactly. And let me say, not only heal spiritually and unify and pray, but also really commit ourselves to do the heavy lifting, quote unquote, of research and staying informed. Hey, Bill, briefly, we hear the term fake news. Could I give your listeners a couple of examples of how I know firsthand local and national media spins things? Could I just share three very quick things? Okay, you remember when the Passion of the Christ movie came out years ago? Well, I rented a couple of theaters and got with a lot of interfaith leaders, Jewish leaders, and we showed this, and I went to a couple of the private premieres, and I was at a thing with Mel Gibson, and so back in my home state of North Carolina, because there was so much controversy about Passion of the Christ, our ministry made a concerted effort, and so I filled up a theater with faith leaders, rabbis, imams, different ones, and it was so amicable, and we had a discussion, and we showed this film, and I talked about apologetics and the historicity of the Gospels. Anyway, it was absolutely a lovely experience.
Right.
Well, and we had a lot of dialogue. Well, in the paper the next day, this story began, you could cut the tension with a knife. It was the most tense, the controversial movie, and we wondered, would tempers flare? And the way the story was spun was 180 degrees out of phase with how the experience went. Let me give you another example. We were doing one of our Truth for New Generation conferences in Charlotte, North Carolina. We had, now get this lineup, Chuck Colson, James Dobson, Dinesh D'Souza, I forget how many speakers, but, you know, Colson and Dobson. And I think we might have had Ann Coulter at that one. This was 10 years ago. But we had 5,500 attendees from 30 states come in for this major conference. In fact, we had to turn people away. Well, the Charlotte Observer was slated to come, and they did come, and they covered it. And imagine a three-balcony auditorium, 5,500 people. Well, on the front page of the Charlotte Observer the next day was a big photo of a lesbian Hindu group that had started. Three people were there lighting a candle, and they were talking about women's issues. I called the Charlotte Observer, and I said, You know, you all were there. We gave you media access. Chuck Colson, James Dobson, all these speakers, attendees from 30 U.S. states.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we make the paper? They said, well, it just wasn't news. And I said, okay, three locals meeting to light a candle, that's front page news. But 5,500 leaders from across America, that's not news. One final thing, and thank you for indulging me. A few years ago, I was in Virginia. A man that owned a music store, and he had become a Christian out of the drug scene, and they did a human interest story on this guy, and I had discipled him. Anyway, in his music store, he had an aquarium. And it was interesting. The reporter was there to do this story, and there's a large fish. It was called a pacu, P-A-K-U. And the reporter asked, is that a piranha? And my friend, Wally Roach, he said, no, it's a pacu. Why would you? And, you know, we thought, oh, that's weird. It's not a piranha. Anyway, they did this story, you know, tough guy becomes Christian. He goes from rock bands to playing in praise bands, has a guitar store. And in the opening paragraph, it said, a piranha glides by silently in a fish tank at the back of the room. Well, that was an out-and-out lie. And, folks, you've got to understand, journalists, they want clicks. They want readership. They will flat lie. I have had journalists stare me straight in the eye, and I'd say, may I see the story before you run it? Absolutely. It's a lie. And,
yes.
And journalists, they will lie, they will distort, they will flat out be dishonest in the quest to get numbers.
Right.
And I know I could tell you stories for the next 2 hours, Bill.
Well, we've seen it here even recently. I mean, the first time you had patriots descending on D.C. here about 6-7 weeks ago, the report from the media was that thousands of people showed up. Well, even the D.C. police said it was 1.4 million people. Well, you know, I mean, so it's all what's in their heart and what has become, unfortunately, an abandonment of professional journalism. I mean, the sad part of all this, Alex, is you've got some really talented people involved in journalism, but their talents are being squashed, they're being formed and prejudiced in a way that has caused them to abandon, at least in the days when I was early on and went to school and was majoring in broadcast journalism, there was some professional ethos and principles that you held to as a journalist.
It was about truth.
Those things are abandoned. I mean, you know, and that's the sad thing is that a free and fair press is critical to the future and everything about America. And all that has been compromised. Everything is a narrative now. It's all about narrative. It is all about, you know, an objective that has nothing to do with the truth. It is about an end objective with something else. And I believe nefarious and counter to the American dream in mind.
Well, you know, Bill, I appreciate you so much and having me on. It's always very stimulating to converse with you.
Time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now, and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The final